The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so our goal for today is one thing, which is to understand this pasuk that the Rambam quotes in Yeshayahu. So we'll do the context, though. Again, Mutav, this is in Megillah 2:17. Mutav la'adam laharbos b'matanos av evyonim milaharbos b'sudaso u'bishaluach l're'av. It is better for a person to increase in his matanos l'avyonim than to increase in his su'uda or in his mishalach manos. There's no greater or more glorious simcha than to bring joy to the hearts of the aniyim and the orphans and the widows and the gerim. Because someone who brings joy to the hearts of these, I think amalalim is like downtrodden, that's how I translated it, is compared to the shechina, shenemar, as it says, l'hachios ruach shvang, l'hachios lev nikayim, to enliven the spirit of the lowly, and to give life to the heart of the crushed. Okay, then we saw the same halacha in Matanos Niyim 10:5. Shal ha'ani mimcha, v'ein biyadacha klum liten lo. If an ani asks you for money and you don't have anything to give him, paisehu b'dvarim, you should appease him with words. V'asr ligor b'ani o lahagbiya kol alav v'zaka, it's asr to shout at an ani or to raise your voice against him in a shriek. V'pnei shalibu nishbar v'nitke, because his heart is broken and crushed. Barhi omer, and it says, lev nishbar v'nitke elkim lo sivzeh, a broken and crushed heart, God, you do not despise, which I think we said means that there's a part of you that is inclined to despise that, and you have to be emulate God by not despising that. Of Omer Lahachios Ruch Shfalim Lahachios Lev Nikaim. And it also says that not only does God not despise it, but he does the opposite. He enlivens the spirit of the lowly and he gives life to the heart of the crushed. Woe to the one who shames an ani, woe to him, that he rather should be to him like an av, like a father, whether in mercy or in words. As it says, I am a father to the poor. That was a quote from Eov. Yeah. Okay. So the question is like, what's this, midami b'shechina idea, right? So we look at Yeshayahu, okay? So the actual, I believe, tell me where the Haftar of Yom Kippurim starts. I think it's on Pasuk 14. Yeah, so this, if you, if any of this is recognizable, it's from the Haftar of Yom Kippurim for Shacharis. We're not going to start from the beginning of the chapter, but we'll start from the Haftarah because that's, you know, seemingly a good place to start. So it says, he will say, pave, pave, clear the road, remove the obstacle from my people's path. For thus, here's our Pasuk. Which I'm going to read in Hebrew. Let me click on this here. So the Hebrew is Kiko Amar Ram Venisa Shochin Ad V'Kadosh Shemo Marum V'Kadosh Eshkon. Sorry. I think I punctuated that wrong. Let me actually open the Navi and zoom in. Ki ko amar ram v'nisa shochin ad v'kadosh shemo marum v'kadosh eshkon. Breathe. V'es daka ushval ruach. Oh, v'es daka ushval ruach. L'hachios ruach shvalim l'hachios lev nidkayim. Yeah. So what does that mean? So our scroll translates it as, for thus said the exalted and uplifted one who abides forever and whose name is holy. I abide in exaltedness and holiness, but I am with the despondent and the lowly spirit. So the S here is a with. Okay. To revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the despondent. For not forever will I contend, nor will I be eternally wrathful, when the spirit that envelops them is from me, and I made their souls. That's interesting. I became angry because of his sinful thievery. I struck him, I hid myself, and became angry because he continued waywardly in the path of his heart. But when I see his contrite ways, I will heal him. I will guide him and recompense him and his mourners with consolations. I create the speech of the lips. That's a boring nivs of a sign, I think. Shalom, shalom, l'rachok, l'karov. Right, peace, peace for the far and the near. I don't know if we quote this anymore. I feel like that's a thing. Says Hashem, and I will heal him. Urfasiv. But the wicked one shall be like the driven sea that cannot rest, and the waters, and whose waters disgorge mire and mud. There is no peace, said my God, for the wicked. Yeah. No rest for the wicked. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then he talks about Yom Kippur and how they should and shouldn't observe it. I think we can confine ourselves to this this thing here. Yeah. So what's the pshat? So what's the pshat of the, first of all, of the lev? Who's he talking about when he says the spirit of the lowly and the heart of the despondent? I don't know if you can get it from context. There are mafarshim to do it, but it's a little hard to spot if you don't know.
People.
Yeah, what kind of people?
I was just saying all people.
Oh, all people? Okay. Well, I don't think it can be all people, right? Because then he wouldn't have to single out the lowly and the despondent, right?
Sinners.
Okay. And so why would God help the sinners? So it's not, the hint is it's not just sinners. I mean, it's not sinners per se.
It seems like people who do sins, and that is because he says in 17, he says, I became angry because of a simple thievery. I struck him, I hit myself, I became angry because he continued waywardly in the path.
Yeah. Okay, good. Now one more pasuk. But when I see his contrite ways, I will heal him, I will guide him, recommend him. So plain shot is, this is talking about people who were sinners and did teshuvah. Okay. And that's the lowly spirit and the heart of the despondent. And in fact, the pasuk that the Rambam quotes in the Matan Sanim of Lev Nishprav Nivka Elokim Lo Sivzeh, that should be familiar to you, or at least to you, because we did that in Tehillim 51, which is the parak about David doing tshuva. And that whole thing is about him doing tshuva, you know. So plain shot is that this pasuk is not, when it says Lev Nishprav Nivka, that's not talking about the poor in terms of finances. It's talking about people who did tshuva. And in fact, the Mefarshim, I think the majority of the Mefarshim that I looked at this morning, at least, said that. Let me just give you a smattering. Let's see if Rashi said that. No, not Rashi. Yeah, so the Mari Krav was either a Rebbe or a contemporary of Rashi, I think. Marom v'kadosh, afal pi shemarom v'kadosh eshkon, even though I dwell on high, eni es daka ushfal ruach, my eyes are with the crushed and the low spirited. Imisha mashpil ruho lefanai v'nichna v'shav b'tshuva lahachil ruv shvalim. Yeah, so that, I think that's pshat. And he, and if you had to guess, which sinners is he talking about?
Idolaters and the ones that.
The
ones that you're talking about before.
Yeah, which specific demographic? I mean, people, group of people. Klal Yisrael, during Bais Rishon, right? Yeah, right, Jews. Yeah, Klal Yisrael during Bais Rishon. So that seems to create a problem because it's not how the Rambam is using the pasuk. Yeah. Does he bring down these pesukim?
Yeah.
You mean the specific?
Why does he bring down or bring down?
You know what I should have done from the get-go? Should have looked at the Kafach manual. Let's see if Bing gives it to me. One second. Mikra, there we go. Mikra Barama. Thank you to Absent Akiva, who suggested that I use Google Chrome to open the PDFs. I don't know if that's going to make things faster, but he noticed that it was opening it in a different app as opposed to doing it on Chrome. So I switched that around. Okay, let's see. Yeshayahu. If anyone wants a copy of this pamphlet, by the way, then let me know. Yeah, I feel like I've used this in Rambam Vikius before, right?
Yeah, over there.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm pretty sure it's out of print, which is why I don't feel like I'm, you know, I feel like at this point I'm sharing this one. Okay, Yeshayahu, 57, what is it? 57:15?
Yeah.
So we got Mishneh Torah, Megillah v'Chanukah, Matan Zanim, Pirush Mishnayos, Avos Dalet Dalet, Mor Nevuchim. Oh my.
Aleph. He likes
it. Yeah, he does. Okay, let's look at the Pirush Mishnayos, Dalet Dalet.
You might not look at Mor Nevuchim, even though obviously that's a big, maybe we should look at Mor Nevuchim. said Aleph.
Let's see, is it just Aleph or is it Aleph?
No.
Yeah, it's just Aleph, Yeah. Dalet Dalet. Because it's Aleph Chaf and Aleph Lama Dalet. Yeah. I think Dalet Dalet, if I'm going to guess, no, I can't guess. Oh, I should have guessed. This is exactly what I was going to guess. It's Amar Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavne Omer Me'od Me'od Havishval Ruach Shetikvas Enosh Rima. Person should be very, very low spirited because the hope of man, or as our article translates, Enosh, the hope of mortal man is worms. And the Rambam quotes this. I'm not going to read the entire thing. This is his long discourse on humility. He quotes this in I'm just going to read the local context. Oh yeah, he quotes this Gemara that a lot of Mepharshim quote on our pasuk. It says, hold on. Va'amru davar ze kasu b'torah. It's talking about God's humility. What does it say? B'shevach anava gnusa gaiva ulfikach tiva ze lehiskar l'shiflus haruach v'amru ma'am l'hoshval ruach. Choshesh she'im yishar ha'adam b'gvul ha'anava bilvad shemi yehe bo chelek mina gaiva v'kivin shu karav la. So we just general review, right? Rambam holds you stick to the middle path in all midos except for gaiva and ka'as. So anava he holds is the middle path, and saying that because you are close to gaiva, you should go to the opposite extreme and go shval ruach. Lefisha hanava mutas kamosh biyarnu. All right. Amru b'shavach hanava mash asasa chachma keser l'rosha asas anava ekev l'godla. All right. We went through all this in Rambam Bikiyos 2 years ago. Harizo rayash yiras Hashem yoser yikar mina chachma v'hi sibas mitiyosa. V'amru ekev anava yiras Hashem. We did this in Mishlei a year ago. Kolomar shiras Hashem nimshachas b'shule ha'anava nimsa sh'anava yoser gedola mina chachma b'harbi. Okay, here we go. V'amru davar zeh kasud b'torah shanoi b'nevim mishulash b'ksuvim. So this statement is, this idea is written in the Torah, repeated in the Nevi'im, and repeated again in the Ksuvim. Kol machum sh'ata motze gvuraso shal kadosh baruch hu, sham ata motze anva nasuso. Any place where you find the gvura of God, that's an interesting contrast, the gvura of God, there you find his humility. Kasu b'torah ha'kel ha'gadol ha'gibor b'hanora, v'achrab ose mishpat ger yasom v'almana. Right? So that's God the great, mighty, and awesome. And then afterwards it says he does justice for the convert and the orphan and the widow. Vishanim bin Nevi'im, it's repeated in Nevi'im, that's here. Ki komar ram bin Isa shochin ad v'kadosh shemo, marum v'kadosh eshkon. So that's talking about how lofty God is. V'amru b'samuch, and it says close by, v'es deke ushval ruach. And then mishulash b'ksuvim, it's repeated another time in the ksuvim, solu l'roche v'aravos b'ka shemo. So it says pave a path, I guess, for the one who rochev b'aravos. I don't know how to translate that there, but it's talking about God, seemingly on high. V'achrav avi yasomi v'dayin almanos. And it says, I am the father of orphans and the judge for widows. Yeah. Okay. Do you find it?
Yeah. In chapter 20, talking about the term Ram.
Yeah.
So he brings in the pasuk.
Okay.
To explain it as an example of the second way of reading it, which is like how Ramah, it's a reference to God.
Okay. Right. Does he say what it means?
Well, he says in the beginning, the significance is being elevated in space and being elevated in degree, to say exalted, exalted station, nobility, great worth.
Yeah.
And then he brings in like the Aron.
Yeah.
And then like things like that, like those are physical things, and also music with God. It just says when occurring with reference to God.
Okay.
Like God is wrong, and okay.
Yeah. See, this is kind of why I didn't want to do the morning bookim, because if we're going to do it, we should do it in the responsible way, which is go through the whole thing. But yeah.
And the second, and 34 is a big chapter.
Okay, fine.
Where he talks about
metaphysics. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, fine. All right. So let's just take what we have here. Okay. Yeah. We'll exclude ourselves from the audience of the morning bookim for our purposes. So So that's the question: is plain pshat is that refers to people who did tshuva? So can we unify that? And then I want to show you just really quickly the. Where is my Yeshayahu here? A couple Mefarshim, I feel, gave us clues. One is the Radak, who says, Shochin Ad, Shochin Le'olam. So it means he dwells forever, right? V'tam Shochin Ad, Ki K'moshi Yikra Shochin Mi Shemasmit Amidasa B'makum, Kein Yikari HaKal Yisala Shochin Ad L'fi Shemasmit Hashgachasa B'nivraim. So he's saying that the idea of eternity is not the idea of the eternity of God. It's the idea that he's masmit his hashgacha on the creations. Okay, so not what we would necessarily think. And then kadosh shemo, kamosha shamati shayu korim oso hasrahim kadosh Hashem tzvakos. Just like Yeshayahu heard in Perek Vav, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Ma yomar hakel maram kadosh eshkan. So that's what he's repeating here. And then ves dekei ushval ruach, or daka ushval ruach, the afal pish eshkon imromim, the kadoshim, even though I dwell with those who are on high in the kadoshim, him ha-galgalim ha-malachim, which are the spheres and the malachim, kein eshkon im ha-tachtonim, so too I dwell with the lower creations, im mishu bahem daka ushval ruach, lahachios rucham v'libam, afal pish ehim batzara, so he is learning it, Well, that could be consistent with people who need to do tshuva. But even though they are betzara, pa'amim lo techashvu she'ini mashkiach b'hem. Sometimes they don't think that I am mashkiach on them. B'chein Yisrael, she'asidim lihios zman aruch b'galus, v'him shfalim b'nit kaim, ani asid l'hachiyosam, kihim kamo mesim b'galus mirov betzaros. So it's talking about the Jews who have been in galus for a long time. Similarly, the Abravanel has a nice little thing here. He says, komar ram nisa, shekaru ram be'erach hashemayim, shu mania osam. So he's high up in comparison to the heavens, which he moves, the Amar v'nisa be'erech haschalim, and he is exalted vis-a-vis the schalim hanivdalim, the separate intelligences, shu gavoha me'al gavoha, because he's higher than they are. Ubir shehu yisparach nivdal mehem lefi shehu kadmon v'hem mechudashim. So how is God greater than the schalim? Because God is eternal and they are created. So even though both God and the schalim are non-physical and everlasting, God is eternal. B'hu amro shochin ad v'kadosh mo, ki ad more al ha-hasmada, ha-nitzchius, b'hu me'omro yisparach, marom v'kadosh eshkon, v'estaka ushval ruach, rotzo lomar, emes hu shani eshkon merom, mania ha-galgo ha-elyon, v'kadosh sivas kol ha-schalim ha-nivdalim ha-kadoshim, aval gamkin ani shochin daka ushval ruach, shuhu ha-adam, lo mipnei chomrius v'gufa. I'm not mashgiach on man because of his physicality and his body, ki'in mipas nafsho v'sichlo, but only by virtue of his intellect. V'hu omro l'hachios ruach shfalim. That's what it means to enliven the ruach of the shfalim, which I think he means sounds like he's saying the intellect. V'him ha'anavim v'hachasidim v'l'hachios lev nitkaim v'him ha'medukaim v'galos. V'ha'inyin kulo sh'im kol romamusa lo tistalik hashgachasa mi'hatachtonim. And the whole idea, like the Radak said, is despite God's exaltedness, he does not remove his hashgacha from the tachtonim. V'chein amru, and then it quotes the Gemara that the Rama quoted. And that's the rest of the thing. Yeah. So does that help us? What?
That's where the Rama got it from.
No, the Rama got it from the Gemara. I'm saying he's quoting the Rambam, the same Gemara that the Rambam quotes about how it's said in the Torah and it's repeated in the thing. Yeah.
I was saying this, the
halakha. Oh, yeah, sorry. No, not that. Yeah. I meant the same thing that the Rambam quoted. Yeah.
Right, I'm still like lost on that.
I know. Yeah. Right. So those are all the pieces. Okay. One more thing, just which I thought was really nice. The Yad Pshuta, and this might actually be an opening to an answer. We're not going to read the whole Yad Pshuta, but he gives a nice little explanation for why the Rambam has to say this. He says, Tachlis shloshes mitzvos elu hi hasimcha. So the purpose of these three mitzvos, of Se'uda, Mishloach Manos, and Matanz Levyonim, is simcha. Okay. Good question.
Okay.
Yeah. Ella shezo niskanal lehiskayim b'derach misuyemes aydem mitzvos mugdaros. But this is was decreed to be carried out through specific mitzvos. Okay, l'chol achas me mitzvos shir lamata she'osu chayav kol echad l'kayim. So each one has a bottom level shir that each one a minimal shir that each one's person is obligated to fulfill. Omnam l'shem hasagas hamatara haklalis. For the sake of the objective, harayin shenidrash laharbos b'chol achas mina mitzvos, you would need to increase in all of the mitzvos. Meaning, this is just a minimal shir, right? Ureish shehidgish rabbeinu es ikaron hariboy b'chol achas. And note that the Rambam has riboy in all of them, right? Mm-hmm. Which I don't think we explicitly noted. He mentions b'chol marbe l'shloch l'reyav, and then he also talks about riboy in Mutav la'adam laharbos b'matanz avyonim mi laharbos b'sudaso, right? So there is an idea of riboy in the suda, okay? Lefikach, hidgish, sorry, me'ata haya ole al datenu shiyesh laharbos b'shloshem b'shaven. So you would have a havamina that you should increase in all of them equally, okay? Lefikach, therefore, hidgish rabbeinu she'en hadavarkein. The Rambam emphasizes that this is not the case. Ki l'shem hasagas hatachlis haritsuya haray davka hariboy b'matanz aniyim Hu shemovil latachlis. Davka increasing in matanos levyonim, that will bring me to the tachlis of this mitzvah. How so? Hosi forbina uber, the Rambam adds and explains, shein tachlis simcha simchas kreso, that the purpose of the simcha is not physical simcha. Havi omer latorach atmo, meaning for yourself. Shezo ina simcha rutsuya kumavor behel shvisas yomto, right? That we've read before, that if you close your door and block out the aniyim, that's not simchas mitzvah, that's simchas kreso. So it does seem like he is talking about simcha per se. Ella harnirtas hi simcha shel mitzvah. The ideal of simcha shel mitzvah, the geder hamitzvah hi bederach shel b'halachta bidrachav. And the definition of simcha is walking in his ways. Shezoa taklita nidreshes meha adam k'mavur b'mor nevuchim. In one of the final sentences of the Mor Nevuchim, quote from my favorite psukim in Yirmiyahu, ki shlemus adam hu asher ba yispar be'emes hi mi shehigia l'hasagasu yisal k'fi yichalto. So the perfection of man in which he can glorify in truth is reaching knowledge of God according to his capacity. V'hayu halichos oso ha'adam achar osa ha'hasaga mischavin behem tamid chesed staka u'mishpat l'hidamus b'maz avisala. And that seeking of knowledge of God should lead you to emulate God's ways in tzedakah, chesed mishpat and tzedakah. Chesed, he changes the order. Chesed mish, he says chesed staka mishpat, whatever. Yeah, that's the order that he presents it in. Yeah. So that is, first of all, just independently, I think that's a great pirush on the Rambam, you know, that spells out why he's doing this, but it doesn't help us. But the question is, does it help us with the pasuk?
Thanks. I'm trying to think of it in what terms.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of it in the terms of that Mor Nevuchim. Yeah. See, I think we have I think we have a clue in the Mor Nevuchim. If we look over the thing that the Yad Pshuta glossed over. Bing, 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 bing. There we go. Yeah. You know, now you know why Google always says when you do the search, like in 1 second, because other search engines take more than a second. Let's see if I have a good translation of this at the very end. Did that take me to the end? Yeah. He says, like this. So what I do, it's all about the little habits, which is whenever I write down a translation of the Mora, I put it into one document. So I have this constantly growing document. It's actually supposed to be more than 19 pages. I wonder if this is the wrong version. And then the same thing with the Mishnah Torah. Having stated that the sublime ideas contained in that scriptural, 96 pages. Yeah. Having stated that the sublime ideas contained in that scriptural passage and quoted the explanation of our sages, we will now complete what the remainder of that passage teaches us. The prophet does not content himself with explaining that the knowledge of God is the highest kind of perfection, right? In other words, it's not just, I just got the pasuk, even though I know it by heart. If tattooing were allowed, I would get a tattoo of these two psukim, but that would create problems because it's usher, and you would also have to walk into the bathroom with with tattoos. That question makes people certain Jews squeamish because they don't like tattoos. But
what tattoo do you get?
Yeah, right.
Oh, I love that question.
Yeah, but I would definitely because I still think these are the two most important psukim in Tanakh. Tanakh. Yeah, that's why I wouldn't get one even if it were mutter. But if they found a way to do it, so these are, in my opinion, the two most important psukim in Nach. Komar Adashem, Ayishala Chacham Bachach Masav, Ayishala Hagibur Bigvaraso, Ayishala Ashir Bashra, Kim Bezos, Yishala Hamishalel, Haskel, Viadoa Osi, Kianya Hashem, Ose Chesed, Mishpat Utstak of Arts, Kibi Elech Havaski Moshem. Thus says Hashem, let not the Chacham praise himself with his wisdom, let not the mighty man praise himself with his might, let not the rich man praise himself with his riches, but only in this may one who praises himself praise himself. Comprehending and knowing me, because I am Hashem who does kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, because in these is my desire, saith the Lord. So then the Rambam says, the prophet does not content himself with explaining that the knowledge of God is the highest kind of perfection, for if this only had been his intention, he would have said, for only with this may one glorify himself, contemplating and knowing me, and would have stopped there. Or he would have said that he understand and know me that I am one, or that I may not have any likeness, or that there's none like me, or a similar phrase. He says, however, that man can only glory in the knowledge of God and in the knowledge of his ways and attributes, which are his actions. As we've shown in 154 in expounding the passage, show me now that your ways. We are thus told in this passage that the divine acts which ought to be known and ought to serve as a guide for our actions are chesed, mishpat, and tzedakah. Yeah, so I think possibly, I didn't realize we went to overtime, sorry. I just want a possible approach here is the idea of being Ram Vanisa would just be being involved in Yedias Hashem and separating yourself from the Hanhaga with the Bria. And the emphasis in the Navi is that God, despite his removedness, is mashgiach on the Bria. And it's making that very point that the Rambam ends off with, that you know, there is a derech of perfection where you only focus on perfecting your knowledge and you lose sight of the fact that it has to culminate in this Hanhaga with the Aniyin. I think we need to expand on that a little bit more, but I think that's the approach. All right. Well, we got one more day before the mitzvah is call upon us. So maybe we'll get back to this on Monday. All right. Sorry, but I went over time so much. All right.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.